It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Another 5 hour KF to AM on The Fan in New York. You got me from right now till midnight, taking your calls at 888-808-1019, talking sports and passing the time. We'll be doing just fine. I mean, not too much happened overnight in the sports world. Much happened in the free world. Glad that's done. We're going to talk through a few things tonight. I got the Knicks on. Knicks need a win tonight, or you know the talk is going to start to trend in the other direction. Joe Douglas started talking, and I haven't seen him talk in a little while, and we'll play some cuts from that. But, oh, it's the most wonderful time still. Annually, we get this, and I'm so happy we got this version of this. 888-808-1019. This is Scott Boras's Super Bowl. The Bond villain of America's pastime. Major League Baseball's most famous player agent, Boras Corp representative. This guy prepares all year for this moment. This guy gets in front of reporters and GMs, and he cannot wait to have all of the attention on him so he can hit you with his Boras bars. His puns. I was reading an article today on CBSSports.com, and it actually made me think about something. Let me give credit to R.J. Anderson for writing this, where he said, the puns have become an annual tradition for him to address his client statuses with an unchecked and occasionally unwelcomed series of puns, and for the attempted wordplay to then be quickly shared on social media, thereby allowing for his messages to spread quicker and perhaps more effectively. There's a method behind the madness. This guy is a mad scientist. I respect Scott Boras. I get tired of him like everybody else. I hope he doesn't hold the lineup with Juan Soto. We'll get to that. But you got to hear these guys' bars. I cooked up some Scott Boras bars as well. But he talked about a lot of things today. He talked about expanding the postseason. He talked about all of his individual clients. He talked about the Mets. You know, he spoke on the Mets and you know, he said that the Mets were, trying to add to their team. Let me pull up the quote. The Mets are trying to win the World Series and have been very clear about pursuing it aggressively through the free agent market. And David Stearns got in front of a microphone, the polar opposite. Stay tuned for more polar opposite talk. And he said, I certainly think we are pursuing aggressively players that we believe will help us win a World Series, not only this year, but for years to come. Basically, like, I don't know what Scott Boras is talking about, but yeah, sure, whatever, Scott. So let's play a couple cuts. Actually, let me read the Howie Rose tweet before we play these cuts, talking about expanding the postseason. So Scott Boras would like to see the best of five division series become a best of seven series, just like the LCS and the World Series. That would take some extra time. Howie Rose replied, he said, that's fine, but are the clubs willing to shorten the regular season to 154 games and cancel out the lost revenue with the increase in postseason money, or will they begin the regular season around St. Patrick's Day or at the end of, or end the World Series by Veterans Day? I have been on record, and one day this will come true, and one day somebody will be like, Keith McPherson was saying that back in 2023, 2024. Rob Manfred is the commissioner through 2029. Rob Manfred will shorten the MLB season. If there's one thing that Rob does, he's going to be the guy that erases that 162 from our minds. Oh, no, it's got to be 162. History, tradition. It's always been 162. It hasn't. But Rob is going to shorten the season, and there'll be no more of those rainy, cold games. There'll be no more of those snowed-out games. Like, it actually makes a lot of sense to kick it back a little bit. But we'll get there. Let's get to the Scott Boras bars, the puns from the incredible most famous player agent, the Bond villain of baseball, Scott Boras himself. Connor, just play them back to back, whatever you got.
We hear a lot about the bear market for power hitting first baseman. And I mean, for Pete's sake, it's the polar opposite. There's no doubt that the Snelling salts have created a lot of whiffs, and the market has definitely awakened to Blake Snell. They're kind of called upon to be championship magicians. That's kind of what they're asked to do. It's hard to do, to put together that magic of a championship run. But behind every great magician, obviously, is the magic wand.
Man, hey, don't nobody write them puns like Scott Boras. I could imagine Scott Boras somewhere in his lair like, oh, this is going to kill him. The magic wand. Juan Soto. Yo. He was so good at this, man. He inspired me.
The magic wand.
888-808-1019. We're going to start here. We'll get to everything else. But I cooked up my own Boras bars. His delivery, I don't know if I can do. His voice, I can't do. But let me take a stab at this. If you don't know his hockey team or who he voted for, just wait on it. It's Boomer sooner or later. This guy went from behind the scenes to the big time. He's on air across the country every morning. Now, he's Nat Geo. You think there are no Yankees Jets fans walking around work looking like losers? They're not hard to find. It's easy as ABT. King Cohen, the richest owner in the sport. There's one high price item. You must purchase this off season. There will be no discounts, but everything's for Sal. Manfred told you it was just a piece of metal, not a religion, no need for a Bible. See, every time another game gets scored by Evan, Rob hurts. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The future is bright. The Hall of Fame talk has been heating up. You could say now it's a tiki torch.
For Pete's sake.
Should I stop or I keep looking at God? I got a couple more. OMG, we enjoyed the ride. We all knew the Mets were eventually going to lose, but he did not grimace. The results came in. He's still positive, Tommy. If you pick up his puns, you're fast. See, once you think he's done, there's always more ass.
For Pete's sake.
Last one before we go to break. I didn't even write one for myself, but if you think Keith is a Yankee shill, a Yankee homer, wait till he's done. You should see Mac. That's all I got, folks. All right, I'm done. Forget the rest of the show. I'm out of here. I'm going to get on the train home. 888-808-1019. We'll start with Scott Boras. We'll start with the lukewarm stove, Juan Soto. And maybe you can call me and come up with a Keith McPherson pun, Keith McPherson Boras bar. And we'll get off and running like that. You know the number to dial. You got me till midnight. Plenty more to do, but we'll start there. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Fan. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in tonight. In a few minutes, we're getting ready to watch the Knicks play some basketball. The Knicks will take on Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks. I saw an image today of Trae Young with no hair. He shaved his hair. He looks like Golem now, or Schmeagol, or one of those. Anyway, we're starting off with Scott Boras and the GM meetings out in San Antonio, Texas. I just get a kick out of this guy. I mean, I just think it's funny how he goes about talking about his players this way. It's effective. I'm opening the show with it. It's all over social media. We've got a couple more players that he spoke on. My favorite one of the day is him talking about Ha-Seong Kim. And he simply said, he's Ha-Seong him. Scott Boras is hip. He's with the Gen Zers. I mean, if you go back to last year, when he was talking about Pete Alonso, I mean, he's got puns for Pete Alonso, of course, all day. when Pete Alonso first signed with him and he was talking about Pete Alonso, he said he met with David Stearns at length. And when it comes to the polar bear, we're not in contract hibernation, you know, trying to get Pete an extension last year. But David Stearns also, and I said this about David Stearns in the Mets, 888-808-1019. David Stearns is in the second year in New York where, like, similar to how we talk about the Giants and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, their first year, they had so much success. Now that bar is set where you have to get back there. If you just come up a little bit less, if you don't make it to the CS, you're going to be looked at a certain type of way. I won't say you won't be looked at like you know, I don't know how you'll be looked at, but you won't be looked at in the same regard. So being ahead of schedule, being a surprise, coming from the depths of, you know, 0-5, 11 games under 500, I think he knows, he's a smart guy, he knows they got to duplicate that success, and there will be a target on their back, and they have to make smart moves. I say that to say this, we know Steve Cohen has all the money in the world. We know that he can be the highest bidder for Juan Soto. But there was a quote that I saw from the GM meetings where David Stearns says, "We understand we have financial flexibility. We also understand that flexibility is not limitless. We have to be cognizant of all of those bounds. Steve Cohen is going to support what we think are wise baseball initiatives." Is this guy going to sign himself up for 14 years of Juan Soto for over $650 million? I don't know. But Steve Cohen is a guy who got on the phone with Scott Boras in the middle of the night while he was on vacation. And Scott said, "Hey, it's not going so well over here in San Francisco with the Giants. You interested in Carlos Correa?" And he said, "Yeah, punch it." I don't know if Billy Epler had any say in it or not, but you get what I'm saying, right? The owner ultimately has the final say. But I really do feel like the owner hired this man, David Stearns, as president of baseball operations to advise him. And he's in business and has a bunch of advisors, I'm sure. So I don't know if he wants to go above his president of baseball operations head after the year that they just had. 888-808-1019. But as far as the Yankees are concerned, and I see you guys calling with Scott Boras bars in reaction to my Scott Boras bars. We'll get to that in a minute. Scott Boras was talking about how Juan Soto is committed to winning and how he wants to meet owners and managers and teams face to face. And I feel like every day a new team is being added, right? Today the talk is, oh, Mookie Betts is going back to the infield. And I know it's not new because during the World Series they were saying that the Dodgers were going to make a play on Juan Soto. I'm like, yeah, whatever. They're the Dodgers. They make a play on everybody. But now right field is open potentially for them to make a play on Juan Soto and raise the price. He's going to probably take a meeting with them. So obviously you have the New York teams, the Mets, the Yankees. You add the Dodgers. You can probably add the San Francisco Giants. They've been trying to land big free agents for the last few years. The Phillies said they're trying to spend. I think they're going to have a seat at the table. They did have a seat at the table quietly with Yamamoto last year. The Toronto Blue Jays were supposedly in on Shohei Ohtani. They're looking to spend. Who else am I forgetting? Maybe the Padres? No, he was with the Padres. The Nationals have been floated there. No, I'll throw the Orioles in there. The Orioles have new ownership. They may lose Santander, and they may understand, hey, this is a guy that was playing against us in our division. We got to make a run at him. So there's about 6 to 8 teams that are possibles. And what I'll say before we get to the calls, 888-808-1019, is the Yankees don't have time for all of that. If they are, all right, the Yankees were with him this year. And Cashman even said so much. We know him. They know us, right? Scott Boras and Cashman, this isn't their first rodeo together. Juan Soto has been in the building, been with the organization, traveled with the organization all year. The Yankees should be the last people that Scott Boras and Juan Soto meet with. And I feel like it should be like, go out there, right? You were with us, you're a free agent. Now go out there, do all your meetings, crunch all of your numbers, get all of your offers, and then come back to us. But this can't be a Manny Machado, Bryce Harper situation. Juan Soto is the big fish. He's the first domino to fall. He can't hold up the line. He can, but I just think that Scott Boras, Juan Soto, and all of these teams understand, like, hey, like, he's got to get done first so that the rest of these players see what the market for him is, and then they can negotiate and they can come up with their deals. I've got more on that in a second. Let's get to the phone. Sal is in Upper Freehold. Sal, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up? I'm a longtime caller, first time listener. I actually follow you on Twitter. I love you, man. I think you're great.
Oh, thank you.
I actually have a Scott Boras bar that does include your name.
Okay.
All right, we got the chosen one. In the pitcher's eye, he's McFeared, son.
Hey.
What do you think about that? You like that one? I feel like that was kind of average, though. I thought about that on the fly. I feel like I could have been more creative with more time.
Hey, count it. I'm locking that one in. He's McFeared, son.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Thanks for the call, Sal. Thanks for the compliment and the Boras bar. 888-808-1019 if you can do better. It doesn't have to be positive. It doesn't have to be, it could be a joke against me. It could roast me. Like, I was thinking about it for my own name and during a break. I'm like, what would I say? And with Fear Son, I'm like, yeah, I am starting to fear my own son. He's getting big now. He swings on me. He scratches. He kicks. He gives you a cute look. And then he'll throw something at you. He's like testing gravity now. Everything has to get dropped. He doesn't even want me to change his diaper or pick him up. He kicks and screams. So I'm Keith, starting to McFear my own son. Doo-doom-doom-tsh. All right, I could do better. We can all do better. But anyway, back to what I was saying about Scott Boras and Juan Soto. This is Scott Boras' opportunity and maybe his last opportunity to get this big deal, right? The long-term deal. And I think we're away from the conversation around Ohtani and deferred money, right? I remember months ago talking about Scott Boras is not taking deferred money. He's 72. He's not playing a game where he's taking money. Like, do the math. If Juan Soto signed a 14-year deal, is Scott Boras trying to get that money when he's 86? No, it's about cashing out right now. He may retire in a few years. This is his last big bang to get the bang for the buck. And I just think that they know. We've been doing enough off seasons, and you know, as a baseball fan, if he's in the front of the line with Juan Soto, he's got to get done first. Now, my question for Yankee fans is this. Are you going to get impatient? Are the Yankees going to get impatient? Because there are plenty other holes to fill. News also came out today that the Yankees are among the most aggressive teams in speaking with reps for free agent relievers, as they should be, right? They're losing Clay Holmes, Tommy Canley, Tim Hill, and their bullpen obviously needed some work. They could have traded for guys at the deadline, whatever. But, like, Juan Soto was in your building in pinstripes, and as soon as the season was over, he said he's available to all 30 teams. Juan, stop that. You've already played for 10% of the teams, and you're not going to talk to that many teams. Like, you're just not. You're available to a third of the league, maybe. But we can't wait forever. And you know how it goes. Like, if you do wait, you're going to miss out on players. And that's another thing I want to say to fans is I listen to the fan, and people are saying, get Alex Bregman. No, Alex Bregman will never, and mark my words, never play for the New York Yankees. The Astros are already out there saying they feel like they have a good chance in signing him, and they should. They should keep him a forever Astro with Altuve. Brian Cashman always brings up the Astros cheating in 2017. You think he wants to pay a guy like that, an aging player like that? No, it's just not going to happen. But then other players are mentioned, like a Ha-Seong Kim or Ha-Seong Him, Anthony Santander, Christian Walker. What you have to realize is it takes two to tango, and it's twofold. One, the player has to want New York, want to play in New York. And two, I don't know if the Yankees have any data analytics or some way to figure this out. Not everybody is built for the Bronx. The pinstripes are super heavy, and not everybody can lift that type of weight. So it's a tricky game. There's a balance here. And with Juan Soto, you know he can carry the pinstripes. You know he can lift that weight. And I just think that if all things are close or equal, and it comes back around to Hal Steinbrenner, and Hal Steinbrenner says, okay, you met with the Mets, you met with the Dodgers, you met with the Phillies, you talked to the Baltimore Orioles as well. Okay, what's the number? What's the number that you have from these teams? I think Hal's going to come in either right under it, where that puts some pressure on you, like, okay, it's close, or maybe he matches it. And I feel like if he matches it, then conversation over. Juan Soto is a Yankee. Let's go to John in Wayne, New Jersey, next up on The Fan. Hello, John.
What's up, Keith? Appreciate you, bro. Hey, listen, I just want to kind of pile on some of the stuff you're talking about. So I think a lot of Yankee fans are probably spending some time trying to figure out, all right, how do we retain Juan Soto? I think 99 out of 100 fans probably want to keep the guy. What I've heard for the last 3-4 days was more of a discussion around, like, how do we allocate some money to get Soto? And the conversation turned into, well, do we want to retain Cole? Do we even offer him this, you know, you can offer the fifth year and he automatically kind of has to opt in or whatever. And I was hearing this discussion around people saying, hey, maybe it's best we let Gerrit Cole kind of walk away and we retain that money to get Soto. Now, I'm with the 99 out of 100. I think we need to keep Soto. The fact that that was even a discussion, yeah. And I've been trying to get through to the fan for 3 days, and it's because it's the best radio station in the world, and I couldn't. It is the most egregious train of thought that I've ever heard. And recency bias is a real deal. So if Gerrit Cole covers first base and maybe we get Mookie out, I don't even think it's a discussion. But that was very fresh in the minds of people. Yeah. And what I would ask Yankee fans to do is take a deep breath. If you're going to let the one sure thing on the team walk away, which is a starting pitcher, an ace, the guy's going to eat 200 innings. He might not have the spider tack anymore, but he's still a damn good starting pitcher. Like, we need to slow down for a minute and say to ourselves, yeah. Okay, that's one thing that we can't let walk away. Now, as far as trying to attach money or create some money to maybe resign Soto, I guess my question to you would be, and it was brought up on another show, it was a good point, you know, Stanton. So Yankee fans are very, and I know he has a no-trade clause, but Yankee fans are frustrated with Stanton every year. Yeah, come October, the guy is the Pied Piper. He just delivers in October. So I know what Steve Cohen did last year for the Mets, is he would attach a prospect or two to shed a salary, a Scherzer, a Verlander, somebody else. If we're going to try to retain Soto, and we definitely have to keep Cole, which we are now, and for any Yankee fan that thought that was a good decision, I would advise you to never, ever play fantasy baseball or even talk about sports. But do you think there's an avenue where maybe we find a suitor that Soto would be down to go to because he does have a no-trade clause?
Maybe Stanton. You
attach a lower-level right? Stanton, I'm sorry, yes, sir. Maybe you attach Stanton, a lower-level prospect, find a team that maybe you eat part of the salary, create some room there with some money.
I think we're going to
let the Glaber money go away. And we would contain Soto. We can keep Cole. But at the end of the day, I know we don't want to keep Soto. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't really know what your thoughts are, but I think it's in the best interest of the team to keep that big three and then build around them. I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are. And more specifically, do you agree with the notion that letting Cole walk away for $35 million a year?
I didn't entertain it, no.
It's so stupid. And they're like, oh, we'll sign Corbin Burns. Oh, you'll sign Corbin Burns, whose stats got worse the last 2 years,
simple.
And you're going to pay him just as much money? Ridiculous. So appreciate you, brother. I want to hear your thoughts.
Thanks for the call, John. That's a lot. I will try to hit everything. Let's go back. The Yankees lost the World Series, and a lot of Yankees fans, like, this is why people hate Yankees fans. This is why they hate us. That's why they don't like us. They feel like we don't know anything about our own team. They feel like we're spoiled. They feel like we could never be satisfied. And, like, okay, months ago, we knew he was opting out. He was always opting out of that contract. Scott Boras is also his agent. I got to look up the puns. He had to have some type of Cole World or Cole, maybe some type of Cole for Christmas. Anyway, Scott Boras was always going to trigger that opt-out. But over the weekend, I didn't entertain it on Yankees Twitter. I saw people literally making videos where they're like, oh, we lost the World Series, now our ace is opting out. Oh, we lost the World Series, now Cole is being selfish. I'm like, what? What goes through some of you guys' brains? And I'm not Keithy Baseball. I don't know everything about baseball, but I easily could see through that. And I guess I got trolled. Trey Young didn't cut his hair. That was Photoshop. I was looking at him, and I said he looked like Golem Schmeagle. I was like, that was a bad idea. That was an aura zap. No, he still got his wig. So here comes Trey Young. I know you Knicks fans love Trey Young. But back to the Cole conversation from the weekend. He was always doing that. And all I kept saying was, let's get to 5 p.m. Let's get to 5 p.m. Let's get to 5 p.m. And when we got to 5 p.m., we find out that the Yankees, they didn't have to tack on that 10th year. And actually, Brian Cashman said, no. We're good, yo. Actually, you can hit free agency if you'd like. Or you can just take the 4 years, $144 million left on your contract because we don't want to do that. Like, we don't have to do that. And Gerrit Cole said, yeah, you're right. I'm not going anywhere. And I got on the fan, I think, Monday night. It was late. I had a quick show. I didn't have enough time to entertain it. But I talked about his mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut. I talked about his family, his wife, his two young boys under the age of 5. And how, like, Gerrit Cole is Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever. He's home. He's living the dream. He's the ace of the staff. He did pitch well in October. There are obviously some things from the way that fifth inning collapse happened, him not covering first, him maybe not fighting with Boone in game one to say, hey, 88 pitches isn't enough. This is the World Series. There ain't no games after this. I got to keep going, Booney. To even in the, you know, the first game he pitched against the Royals, like, whatever. You can rely on this guy. He just won the Cy Young 2 years ago. He's the most dependable starter in the league. Why do you guys want to get rid of him? Who do you have? Carlos Rodon? Are you crazy? You're like, yo, like, who do you have? Marcus Stroman? Clark Schmidt? Nestor Cortez? Oh, Luis Gil. Luis Gil. You can't, you don't have a, no. There's no way you could even possibly entertain not having Gerrit Cole be the ace of this staff. You're not going anywhere like that. And then I hear arguments about, oh, well, you know, the Dodgers won with a bullpen game and starting pitching isn't as prevalent as, so, bro, the Dodgers are the Dodgers. The Dodgers had a bullpen game in every round of the postseason. Next year, they're going to have Ohtani. They're going to get Glasnow back. And I guarantee you they add, whether they add this winter or they add at the deadline, I guarantee you they're going to add because that's what the Dodgers do. But the Yankees could not afford for Gerrit Cole to walk. Now, the next conversation about Stanton, you cannot trade Stanton. Obviously, there's a no-trade clause, and everybody says, oh, well, you can waive that. Why would he? This guy chose to come here for the big moments, and I no longer care about the regular season. I no longer care about his injuries. He put the team on his back this postseason. He set records this postseason. Give me a break. We're talking about trading Stanton. He has a no-trade clause, and exactly what are you getting back? And who is going to be a suitor? Who is, come on, yo. Come on. He's our guy. Cashman traded for him and took on a contract where this is the last year of the contract where it's $32 million. It drops down to $19 million next year. And for the life of me, I don't understand why you guys think the Yankees are broke and they need to find ways to, like, they can afford all of this. They have money coming off the books. Rizzo off the books. Glaber off the books. Verdugo off the books. Clay Holmes. Tommy Canley. Tim Hill, like, you can keep going. They have more than enough money and flexibility to sign Juan Soto, pay Stanton, keep paying Judge, keep paying Gerrit Cole. The window's not closed, folks. This is the middle of an origin story. This is the middle of the Yankees tightening up their screws, improving their team, and going back to the World Series. And maybe it's not the Dodgers, and even if it is the Dodgers, they can easily be the best team in the American League and go back-to-back World Series appearances and maybe win it next year. That's how I see it. 888-808-1019. There is no trading Stanton. He's here. This guy knows how to be a Yankee. He stands in front of his locker, win or loss, golden sombrero or two home runs. When the postseason comes, like, are you crazy? You guys want to get rid of Stanton? He had to put Judge on his back. You guys want to get rid of Stanton? Maybe we don't get out of the DS if he doesn't hit that homer in Kansas City to win the game. What? What are we talking about? Like, reel it in. That's why people hate Yankees fans. That's why they look at us funny. They're like, well, you guys have everything, and you don't even know what to do with it. You don't even know what you want to do with it. I think it's pretty simple. It's pretty easy. Plan A is sign Juan Soto, and they have enough money to give Juan Soto the highest contract, and they might not have to because of the leverage that they created by having him in the building this year. Juan Soto would potentially be stepping into the unknown, and, like, not everybody is good with that. I looked at Saquon Barkley when he took more money to go with the Eagles, and granted, that's a good situation. There's talent down there, whatever, but I'm like, I don't know if he's going to be able to be the villain. Yeah, I mean, he picked it up pretty easily. He looks like he's ready to go. But, like, is Juan Soto ready to go across town and be a Met for the rest of his career? We don't know. Is he ready to join the Dodgers and be KD joining the Warriors? I don't know. I think there's a factor that's going to come to play here if the Yankees come to play with the money where Juan Soto's going to be like, I don't know. I just was hitting in front of Judge. I just was in that clubhouse. Keith McPherson's talking about an origin story where the Yankees go back to the World Series in 2025. What if they win it without me? Nah, I got to be a part of that. 888-808-1019. Matt in New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Matt.
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. You know, something I want to talk about that people seem to forget. Brian Cashman, when he traded for Giancarlo Stanton, he thought there was a poison pill in there. After that second year, Stanton had an opt-out. He thought he was going to get out from under that contract with 7 years to go.
Did he?
He'd be able to deal him. Oh, yeah. Giancarlo Stanton had an opt-out that he ended up not taking because he spent the year on the IL. And
what year was he on? His first year with the Yankees, 2018?
His first or his second year? Yeah, there was an opt out that there was okay. an opt out that he had. So now here's the other thing, though.
I disagree. I don't think Cashman thought he was getting from out of that contract at all. I think Cashman thought he was getting the National League MVP that hit 59 home runs to pair with Judge, who hit 53 home runs. Like I thought that was what they were trying to do. Okay, we were a game short of going to the World Series. Add this guy, the evil empire's back. I don't know about trying to get from under that contract. It was a long ass contract and actually not a good contract at all. But Cashman took it on, right? Because he made a trade to take that on, the Marlins took money on, which is coming up, and he kind of passed on Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and the money that Yankee right. fans would have demanded that he put on one of them in the offseason.
Right, because but think about that now. He took that contract with Stanton, knowing there was that opt-out, that Stanton had that opt-out year, or that opt-out, and this way, he didn't have to sign Harper, didn't have to sign Machado for 10 years. He was going to be able to have the option to get out from under Stanton or under Stanton's contract. I also know if you remember, there was when he first got here, there was all the talk that he wanted to go to L.A. and play for the Dodgers. Aside from the Stanton contract, though, if you look at what the Yankees make in revenue-wise, and if this was the NFL or was the NBA with the collective bargaining agreement,
mm-hmm.
they'd have to have a payroll of about $700 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're operating at like 30%.
They come in middle of the pack. In 30 teams, they're actually on the lower half, like 17 or 18.
And the thing is, they haven't developed outside of what Judge, Volpe, they haven't developed the players where you can have a lighter payroll and you have money spread all over the field.
Austin Wells counts. Luis Hill counts. Caleb Durbin's name was mentioned today on air. That counts. Oswaldo Cabrera counts. Oswald Peraza potentially counts. Jason Dominguez definitely counts.
Right, but you got it. But my point is though,
Clark Smith,
you need to spend where you don't have players that you've brought up and developed through the system. And here's the other thing: all those names that you mentioned, those guys have careers ahead of them. Sure, none of those guys are in the top 15 players in their position. Most of them aren't in the top 15 players in their position.
Not yet.
And not yet. But to win a World Series, you need them to be.
Will next year. Thanks for the call, Matt. Like I don't know. I'm just disagreeing with a lot of stuff that you have to say. You may be right. I may be wrong. But I just disagree. the greatest rivalry in baseball: Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. We will always agree to disagree. Don't put a name on the back of your jersey. It's okay. My mom bought me that jersey. 888-808-1019. I think if you look and just like read the tea leaves and the writing on the wall, the Yankees are prepared to have younger, cost-effective players play for them and pay Juan Soto. You don't give up all of those players from Drew Thorpe to Vasquez, Brito, Higashioka, Michael King. You don't give up all of those guys to get Juan Soto in your building. That was a play to entice him. And a lot of us think he can't be enticed. He's all about the money. But they planted a seed with him, his family, and Scott Boras as well. And planting that seed grew into a World Series appearance. I don't think he's going to just throw that away. And I don't think that the Yankees are just going to back away from signing him. I think the Yankees are going to be the last team at the table. They will have the decision whether they want to match every offer out there or whether they want to back away. We'll see. It's coming up in like 4 weeks. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to take a break. Call me up with your Scott Boras puns and your Yankees takes and thoughts. We will get into the Knicks later on. We will get into the Jets later on. Let's get into this break right now. From a chart-topping band, the Avett Brothers come swept away a breathtaking new Broadway musical with jaw-dropping thrills and unforgettable performances. This mighty tale of shipwreck, survival, and the power of brotherhood will leave your soul feeling brand new. Tickets at sweptawaymusical.com. I've never been to a musical. I've been in New York for a while. I've never gone to Broadway. I used to work at 1515 Broadway. If you know where that is, but never went into a musical, never thought about it. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. We opened up with some Scott Boras puns, his puns. I tried to come up with some for our WFAN host. Rewind in the free Odyssey app back to 7 if you want to catch that first 10 minutes of the show. We'll run it back as well before, well, in the next hour before the show is done. We'll run back Scott Boras's puns for Juan Soto, Pete Alonso. Scott Boras, the baseball Bond villain, you know him, the most famous agent in MLB. Yeah, he held court today, and he talked about a lot of things from Juan Soto to the Mets to Pete Alonso, and we're right here on the lukewarm stove. It's one of those nights. It's, you know, November 6th. It's a Wednesday in the middle of the week. The Knicks are on. They're down early to the Atlanta Hawks, who seem like they've come out hungry and on a little bit of a mission here. It's early. About 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Hawks lead 14-9. But, yeah, we're talking baseball, man. This is WFAN. A ton of baseball fans listen. I think all baseball fans host shows. And we've got our, you know, thoughts and takes and opinions on things. Before the break, I was talking about Gerrit Cole and how I just knew Gerrit Cole wasn't going anywhere. I didn't know that he was going to end up just continuing his contract and not getting a 10th year. Good for us. Good job, Brian Cashman. I also talked about Stanton. And just like, I don't understand why people are trying to trade Stanton now. This is the last year of his contract being as expensive as it's been. And I can't wait for that guy to come to Yankee Stadium and get a loud ovation. I can't wait for that guy to just not have to deal with the noise. He quieted everyone this postseason. This guy is going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to hit 500 home runs. And what he did in this postseason, winning ALCS MVP and performing in the World Series, like, you can't take that away. That's forever. And I don't think you can trade him. I don't think he's trying to be traded. He's been a Yankee for 7 years, going on eight, and he wanted to come here. He doesn't want to be a Dodger. The Dodgers have Shohei Ohtani. He's not trying to go to the Dodgers. Like, there's nowhere else for Stanton to be to go. He's going to finish his career here, and it is what it is. 888-808-1019. And for the thousandth time, there is no contract that the Yankees can't afford with Juan Soto. They have money coming off the books. I'll even throw Josh Donaldson's $6 million coming off the books. Instead of worrying about getting rid of Stan, why don't you guys figure out how we get rid of DJ LeMahieu? Jonathan, out on Staten Island, you're on the Fan.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. You're on.
Hey, yeah. So I heard you talking about Stan, and I want to give some comments about it. I heard them talking on the morning show to BT and Sal about how we should trade Stan. I've had enough of Stanton slander coming from Yankee fans. Like,
well, Sal is not a Yankee fan.
Before his injury, I know, but BT is. Even BT was, like, on board with trading him.
I know BT understands where it's coming from. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, we got to kind of come up with things to talk about right now, you know. So it's a good talking point.
Yeah.
Well done by Sal Licata. A lot of internet response to that as well. Sal's the best.
Yeah, no, of course. My point is, basically, like, during the regular season, obviously they were the best team in baseball when Stan was healthy, and then obviously he got hurt. And once he went hurt, that's when they kind of went into a little funk until he came back.
Sure.
And then he lit up in the postseason. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Stan
and
should be.
Thank you for adding that. When he got hurt,
you know,
in June against the Braves, we really fell into the gauntlet. Once you take Stanton out of the lineup, him batting fifth in the lineup, like, it's just, I don't know. We just continue to devalue this guy. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. What does he have to do? He's got to find a way to be able to run this offseason. He's got to find a way to stay healthy all during. It seems like this guy's body has failed him as he's gotten older. I can't fault the guy for that. He can't run. We don't want him to run. He tried. I saw some hustle out of him, legging out a double. He tried to score. Like, I saw him trying to run. But, like, Father Time is undefeated. The guy can't run. His body has failed him. But you know what? He changed his stance a little bit, and he can still hit that baseball 500 feet. So I'm cool with him. We don't have the experience that we just had as Yankee fans. I know it's all doom and gloom and sadness and misery, and you can't get over game five. Understood. But, like, on the way there, Stanton powered us there. On the way there, like, that's why I said he put Judge on his back. I don't know, man. I've always been a supporter of Giancarlo Stanton. He's a postseason monster. Man, I always talk about how if in 2021, if they would have just won another game in that last series, I think that would have been the game to change the site of the wild card game from Fenway Park to Yankee Stadium. And if you remember that game, Stanton was hitting the ball off the Green Monster. Those balls go out in Yankee Stadium. Like, little things like that. Stanton is ready when you get to the postseason. I can't hate on that guy, and I'm not trying to get rid of that guy. If we're running it back to try to get back to the World Series. Like, hello, the window is open right now. These guys are going to be another year older, but they're still going to be right there. Tighten up the screws. Getting rid of Stanton is not part of that. The Yankees have enough money to make all of this work. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Nelson and Seaford on the Fan.
How's it going, buddy? It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for calling. It's going good.
Thank you. A couple of things I just want to get off my chest. First things first, Scott Boras is doing what every agent does, one. Two, Soto wants to stay in New York. The way he took that L, he sat down, he acknowledged the Dodgers celebrating. He felt it. This is where he wants to make his name and fame. Two, Jason Dominguez, the kid has the potential. I say work him out. Try to get him to work just from the left side. He's a better – he has a very short, compact swing. The ball bounces off that bat like it's – listen, it bounces. Another thing to take into consideration, Giancarlo, you earned love and respect, my friend. You are a Yankee. You stay where you're at. Leave him fourth, leave him fifth. I like to see him run it back. At the end of the day, run it back. You got the money, but you got to get a legit number two. Every other rotation player comes down. Whoever was two, three, four, five, bring them down one. Get a legit number two, and the most important, we need a legit closer. I like Luke Weaver maybe as a middleman or even a setup man.
Tanner Scott.
Not a closer. I like that kid. If not Scott, I like the kid from Oakland. Trey Spencer Jones. Trade him.
Mason Miller. Devin Williams.
Oh, absolutely.
I know his season didn't end the way he wanted it this year, but
he's still superior.
Yeah.
He's still superior. You're 100%. He's superior. Listen, the Yankees came up short. We don't give up game one. We're talking about it's a different tune. We don't collapse in that fifth inning.
So they're going to learn from that.
We're going to L.A.
They're going to remember that next time around. Thanks for the call, Nelson. We got to go to the break and the update. Rich Ackerman coming through to get you updated. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.